Brian Breaker.
You're a little whiny baby.
Bane.
Don't assume my gender.
Friends since the seventh grade.
Yeah. You're just a bitch with this phone.
F*** you.
Well, sort of. One professional wrestler and one rapper get together to talk movies, comics, video games, pro wrestling, and anything that makes you say, WTF.
Let's not talk about Bane's ooze.
Harry Potter erotica. Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice.
This is Breaker and Bane's Power Hour.
Yeah. Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Yeah.
Boy.
Grab a monster, crack it open, let's go. It's time that we start the show, no hesitation, oh no. The most energetic podcast of all of the podcasts. So when you listen to the show, you know that it kicks ass. So when I smash on these cowards like Mario did to Bowser, with the best thing you've encountered since suspenders on trousers. To all the haters, say howdy, make a believer from doubters. Put in the steak in the shower, Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Yeah, hello. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are rolling sound, another edition of Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. I'm Brian Breaker. Joining me, as always, Big underscore Bane. Dude, it has been a minute.
It has been a little bit, Breaker.
But we have not gone anywhere. We are still here, still bringing you some fun Breaker and Bane's Power Hour episodes. A lot has changed, though, in a couple of weeks. For starters, my God, you put out a new single.
I did. Just as we record this, this past Friday.
Yeah.
It's like 2 days ago. Or 3 days ago, whatever that was.
Kind of still into that alternative style of music you're doing. You seem to be digging that now.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's kind of more my shtick, you know, and it seems like everybody, especially like I just also had a show yesterday.
Yeah.
And people seem to really enjoy it. So, I mean, I figure I'll go with that. I mean, because it's kind of different. And there's, at least in my our area, there's not a whole lot of that happening. So,
right.
It's kind of helps me stick out a little bit, you know, which is nice.
For sure, man. How's the response been on the new single?
Honestly, I haven't gotten a whole lot of responses.
I mean, you were putting out a lot of teasers though. So I think people kind of heard bits and pieces already.
Yeah. People kind of heard it. So, but I know, Ethan and Drew, they've kind of sent me a couple of gifts and like quick little responses, so it seems like everybody's dug it that's heard it, you know. I don't know who all's heard it, but if you haven't listened to it, check it out. I mean, it should be available everywhere. And let me know what you think.
Yeah, I purchased it off Apple. I don't know if that's how you guys do your music. That's still my preferred method. I mean, Spotify's fine, I guess. But I don't know. I've always enjoyed just purchasing my music.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm old school, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you do that with movies, too. You got Vudu and all that. You end up buying everything on Vudu.
Not always. Like, I've been actually diving more into just streaming stuff.
Okay.
But a lot of that's just because there's so many streaming services now. It's like, like the other day, last night I was talking to my dad. I was like, you know, I've never seen the movie Gladiator.
You never saw that?
I never saw that.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was like, I want to check that out.
Like
so,
the This is Sparta and all that?
Yeah. The one with Russell Crowe.
Oh, wait, no, that's 300.
Yeah. I've seen 300.
Russell. Yeah. No, that was a good movie too.
Yeah. And are you not entertained?
Yes.
That one. So, I mean, I knew most of the story, but I hadn't actually seen it. And I was like, I want to watch it. And I was like, I'll buy it on Vudu, right? Because probably like 10 bucks. But then it's like on Paramount Plus. I'm like, I'll just stream it on there, you know, because I have that one. And
yeah.
That's the thing. Like I was going to bring up streaming services at some point just because I feel like it's getting pretty wild how many there are, man.
We are overstimulated by content. And it is a little much because I cannot remember day to day what we are watching.
Oh, I know. So I'll tell you a funny one. You might enjoy this. I don't know. ESPN does those 30 for 30 documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Ric Flair one. I was just like, I kind of like to see that. But most of them I'm not super interested in. And you can't really get them anywhere besides ESPN.
Right.
Well, they did a two-part documentary recently on American Gladiators.
Okay.
Really wanted to watch that. Huge fan of that show as a kid.
Yeah.
I think most of us were. And the only way I could find to watch it was ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I really want to subscribe to ESPN Plus for one documentary? I mean, I guess two, but, you know, basically one.
Yeah.
But the good thing about it was ESPN Plus is an add-on to Disney Plus and Hulu, which
okay.
I already had bundled.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, for $2.23, I was able to add ESPN Plus to my bundle.
Nice.
So I did and watched those documentaries, which are very, very good, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's not at all like what I was expecting it to be. It was kind of like the whole process of how it came to be. And most of the gladiators hate the guy that created it.
Really?
Yeah, intense hatred. And I think a lot of it had to do with money and just, you know, injuries and just like they kind of talked about how a lot of that shit just wasn't safe.
Yeah.
And pretty obvious that it wasn't,
right.
You know, but yeah, it's pretty insane to kind of hear all the information that was out there. Not like I expected, but it was very, very good. But then like, you know, you start going through ESPN Plus. I'm not a big sports guy,
mm-hmm.
but it's got a lot of the old UFCs on there. I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, cause I watched a couple of the tapes when I was a kid. Cause it kind of was like real life pro wrestling, right?
Yeah.
And so I watched the first UFC event, which was really hard to sit through.
Yeah.
Just because it's so ridiculous. And then I was kind of like, okay. I'm like, I think I'm done with this. But that, yeah. Isn't that dumb that I have to like spend $2.23 just to bundle that, just to watch something?
Oh, yeah.
And immediately cancel it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And it's one of those things like, I guess if you're a big sports fan, it's worth it. But like.
Well, no different than like if you're big into whatever. You know, Disney stuff, then yeah, Disney right. Plus is worth it.
Right.
Otherwise, maybe not.
Yeah. And so it's kind of just whatever your niche is, but like, I don't know. I don't know. I almost feel like, you know, cause a lot of movies nowadays are kind of like going to theaters and then they'll be in theaters for like a month or two and then they'll go to whatever preferred streaming site service they're on.
And they seem to all be bidding on who gets it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm sure a Paramount movie is going to go to Paramount Plus.
Sure.
You know? But like I feel like streaming services are kind of a good idea in that aspect. Like if you just want to watch a movie for once, like just to see if you like it, you know, I mean, cause I'm not big on, except for like, you know, Halloween and Christmas movies. Like I don't really watch movies more than once,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I don't really need to spend $20 on it. You know what I mean? If I can just spend $6 to get a streaming service for a month and watch it that way. But like, I don't know. So I feel like in a certain sense, it's kind of worth it in that aspect. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like sometimes you kind of feel like you're wasting your money on streaming services. Cause there might be times I go like a couple of months without using one.
Oh yeah. I think you're definitely wasting your money.
Yeah.
And then did you hear about the Netflix? Netflix is like all about that new crackdown now. Because
yeah.
I used to stream off my dad's Netflix and it straight up popped up. Like if you continue to use this will designate as like the home base. And
really?
Like, yeah.
And I haven't gotten that notification yet.
Yeah. And so I just got off of it because I'm like, well, it's my dad's, you know,
yeah.
I'll let him keep it. It's his.
Yeah.
And I'll just sign up later, but they have an ad supported one that's like $8.99 or something now. So it's not as much, but
I'll just cancel Netflix. There's not much on there for me to watch.
That's the thing is I feel like a lot of people when they sign up, they never cancel the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
I'm spending like $25 on Netflix right now.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's like, that's too much.
And that's the thing is I think if more people do that, they're just gonna be like, yeah, like, I don't need it. I'll sign back up when Cobra Kai is out. I'll sign back up when Stranger Things is out. Like a show you really want to watch.
Yeah. I'll sign up for a month when that happens. You know?
I feel like with like Paramount Plus and some of these like Peacock when they're cheaper, they're a little easier to keep because you're like, oh, that's way easier. Like, wouldn't it be better for Netflix if people just, you know, if you had a cheaper price and they just kept it year round as opposed to canceling when they don't have anything, because that adds up after a while.
What they should have done in the, like, I'm not trying to give them ideas here, not that they're going to hear it, but like what they should have done was kept the low price, but made it to where you can't make profiles.
Ah, there you go.
You know what I mean? Because you're kind of kicking yourself in the foot. Like if you're like cracking down on profile sharing, you're kicking yourself in the ass when you have the ability to create profiles.
Yeah. Like, well, and it basically said like, whoever's using it on like a specific server. I don't know if it was server or like Wi-Fi or whatever, but I'm like, okay, that's the thing. It's like, if you had a traveling job, you paid for Netflix, you're going to be on a lot of different Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like, you know, like you're still paying for it. I don't know. So I think the whole thing is kind of jacked, and it may just be a scare tactic too, to just try to let people not do it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't get it either. Like, it's just, I don't know. I feel like Netflix is kind of kicking themselves in the foot here, you know?
And that to me is the whole thing of like, I get wanting to crack down on password sharing, but it's like, that's how people also afford to have all these services. Otherwise they're going to, you know, stop having as many.
Well, especially like Netflix, who is upwards of $20, $25, whatever it is now. I mean, like when you have Hulu that I think is like 13, 14 a month, you know.
Oh, dude, I bundle Hulu and Disney for 10.
Right, because you do the ad-supported, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, so, like, why even bother with Netflix anymore? Right. You know what I mean? I get that there's some things on there that are nice, some things that are cool, but, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there was a lot of shows growing up that I missed out on, and it wasn't a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's probably not a big deal. Like, I don't really get FOMO. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't really care that much to miss out on shows on Netflix. Like, if I don't see the final season of Cobra Kai, I'm not going to kill myself. You know what I mean?
But again, you can download it for, get it for a month and watch it and end it.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, it just, there's no real reason to keep Netflix if they're going to treat people like shit.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the thing is, like, I know a lot of these streaming services talk about the money it costs to produce this stuff versus the money they're bringing in is vastly different. And it's like, well, but you're the ones that set the business model.
Right.
You just,
this is kind of on you guys.
It's kind of like a restaurant that doesn't charge enough money. Like, oh, we can't pay our bills. Well, it's kind of your fault. You know, like either you charge more and people stop coming, or,
yeah,
you know, you keep it kind of cheaper and you get more people in the door.
Or maybe stop using big name actors. You know what I mean? Like, lower the production quality a little bit. Like,
yeah, that could be another thing.
Like, I mean, not that that's like a good idea, but like, use unknowns for your stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
that's an interesting point, because I wonder if something like The Rock was in that Netflix movie, like Red Notice or whatever.
Oh, I guarantee you he made hella money off that.
Right. But the fact that his face is on there, does that get that many more people to watch it? Does that get that many more people to subscribe? I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, like, think of one of their biggest shows in America. I think it was last year, the year before, like for like a month or two straight, was Squid Game. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of a single person in that because they were all from Korea.
Right.
And so it's like, I think it was Korea. I don't know.
I think
it was Korea. But like, I'd never heard of it. Like, but that was still an amazing show and everybody loved it. So like, I feel like it's not a big deal to cast, you know, unknowns, as long as they're good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you know, you can
find, that'll eventually get the mainstream actors to pull their price down a bit.
Right. And then you can find like up and coming production companies. You know what I mean? Like, you can find all this. And then if you have a good script, like, that's all that matters.
It's kind of like, I remember hearing a TikTok about name brand and great value.
Right.
Where it's like, if you buy the great value macaroni and cheese, for instance, it's the same shit that's in the craft box.
Just a little bit cheaper.
It's just a different box.
Yeah.
And like, you think about that, it's easy to be like, oh, I'm going to get in craft because I want quality.
Right.
It's macaroni and cheese. It's only going to be so good.
Yeah.
But it does make sense. It's like, well, you're paying for the box and the logo and the advertising, whereas it's great value. They probably sell that still at a profitable number, but it's like, hey, if you're going to buy the name brand shit, that's on you. So
yeah.
I think there's something to be said about that.
Yeah. And I just like, I don't know. And I think it's kind of silly. I've noticed, and Steph brought this up to me, like, I've noticed a pattern in Hollywood where like they'll find an actor or an actress, and they've done this forever, and then they'll just hang on to them and they will use them for everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're in your face for like the next 5 years. Like, you remember Brad Pitt was huge, you know, Johnny Depp was huge. Like, everybody
in Rocks in that point,
he's in that Ryan point Reynolds. Right now. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds. And like, and then more recently that dude from The Last of Us, he was also a Mandalorian. Like, he's been in a bunch of stuff lately. I can't remember what his name is, but anyway, but like, my point being is like, they constantly use everybody. So of course their price is going to drive up because they're the hot thing in Hollywood right now. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. I feel like maybe if they spread the love a little bit, get some of these people who aren't being used that much, you know what I mean?
But then again, there's also, to throw it back into wrestling, you know, how's an independent wrestling show have 200 people, but WWE sells out buildings?
Right.
It's names. Right. There is always something to that, I think.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Like if, because to me, there's a lot of independent wrestling that's just as good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the production behind it. It doesn't have the money behind it.
Yeah.
So.
But again, like, so I subscribed. I mean, I'm not subscribed anymore, but at one point I was subscribed to Fight TV. Mm-hmm. Or was it? I can't remember why I was subscribed. Maybe that was the only way I could watch All In or Bleed or
yeah,
Double or Nothing or whatever the hell it was for AEW for a little while. And then, but because of that, I had access to all this indie wrestling. There for a while, I was watching MLW. I was watching Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. Like, I was watching a lot.
And then you get tired of it.
Well, yeah, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it still opened your eyes to a lot of people you'd never seen before.
Right.
And so it's like, again, like maybe it's not a big deal. Like if you're already subscribed to a service, it's not a big deal if you know the people or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But again, like if you're on Netflix, and I know you've said this personally, like you're like, all right, we'll watch this and we're done. Something new pops up. Like, ooh, I do kind of want to watch that.
Yeah, they have a great model of doing that. Like yeah. As soon as you're done watching a show, like something else is coming up. Like just, I think next, actually I think it's this month, Black Mirror is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I effing love that show.
There you go. So yeah. They keep you around. Right. I mean, I know a lot of the streaming services are pushing the one episode a week model.
Yeah.
I think simply because
they want to keep you around.
They'll keep you there for 10 weeks. You know, they got 2 months out of you, you know, unless you're just like, oh, this show kind of sucks or whatever. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's an interesting thing. The more I see it, because it makes me wonder if we'll see more streaming services. Cause I've heard Hulu and Disney might actually merge.
I've heard it's going to be one app. Yeah.
Yeah. And to me, I don't give a shit on that stuff. It's just, it's getting ridiculous because there's always a new one. And it's like, good God.
I think it's a little insane though, because like we're kind of getting into this point where it's like the late stages of capitalism is mm-hmm. what they call it, where it's like most of corporations are owned by like one big company, one or two big companies. And it's like, that's a little weird. So there's like no chance for any little guys anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's, well, and that's kind of our world though.
It's not a good thing.
No, not always. It's interesting to me how we have so many options, but everything costs. And like the concept of a streaming service was way better than cable, because what was cable going for, like 60, 80 bucks a month?
Yeah.
And I don't even know what it goes for now, but I mean, who still keeps it?
Right.
That's what I wonder. Like, who's actually still flipping channels? I'm sure there's people doing it, but.
Yeah. I think it's the older generations. I know, like, I saw when I was looking, this is a couple of years ago, I was looking at trying to get my internet upgraded, and like they actually had for their cable plans, like you got a couple of streaming services with your plan, like Netflix. And I don't know if it's Netflix or whatever, you got a few of them along with your cable plan. If you got cable, you would get these streaming services too.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's interesting. But like,
but if you had Netflix, you don't need cable,
right?
Really. So that's the whole point.
Really, I feel like the only real reason why anybody would try to get cable is for local channels. But, I mean, you can get that on the internet these days.
Well, and then I think Paramount Plus is one. And there might be another one that actually will stream certain local channels.
Yeah.
Like live.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you really don't need it.
Yeah.
And I think if that ever becomes a thing, there would be absolutely no reason for cable.
I remember back in the day, you didn't need cable at all to be able to stream local, like, or like get local channels. Like you could just plug your TV up to the wall and you got, or the little antenna, and you'd get local channels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course they weren't ever the best quality, but
I mean, but there'd be some. I remember, cause there was a time where I had just moved somewhere. Like it might've been my first apartment and I didn't have cable yet.
Right.
And I think I got like Fox would always come in a little scrambly, but like, mm-hmm. I think I got like NBC pretty good.
Yeah.
And like there was one other one, I think ABC, I probably got pretty good, but like, yeah, like there was some that was definitely a little scrambly. PBS came in great. Watched a lot of Sesame Street during that time.
It's really crazy too, though, because the kids of this generation will never understand having to like be home at a certain time to watch a show.
Oh yeah.
Cause everything's so on demand now. It's really insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, really, really insane.
They don't understand how spoiled they are.
Not a bit. Not a bit. Wrestling, we can always go back to that a little bit. We saw some new title belts debut in the WWE. What did you think about that, man?
Yeah, so they've had the new World Heavyweight Championship for a little while. I really like that title. I think that thing is beautiful. The new Universal title, just same title, just different color. It's like a paint swap.
But, I mean, I think this makes more sense than two belts.
Oh, absolutely. Well, especially when, because the black strap belt that Roman was carrying was the World Heavyweight title. So, like, it makes sense that they would get rid of that one. And
is it now, is this still the Universal title? What is it called?
I think it's called the Undisputed Universal title. They're probably just going to drop that to the Universal title.
To me, it's weird when you merge titles and then get a new title, but that's like the main, you know, it's like, what are we doing?
I think
that's so convoluted to me.
I think they just booked themselves into a massive corner.
Yeah, because they don't want him to drop a belt, right? Because he's been on this role. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So instead, we'll create a whole new title, a whole new belt. And I get the business model of like, where we want to sell replicas.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. Because like, they're even selling like replicas of like a Macho Man belt, like a,
yeah,
that he obviously didn't carry, but it's like, right, it's supposed to be his belt, and Ric, yeah, Flair and the Undertaker and the whole deal. And I'm like,
those commemorative titles or whatever they're called.
Yeah, and that must be huge business because they wouldn't do it otherwise. But it's like,
I mean, that Macho Man belt looks pretty damn cool.
Dude, it's amazing. Yeah. But it's like, I'm like, I know you have one belt, but I don't see you buying like every one of them. Right?
Yeah. I mean, hell, I can't even afford to buy a shit ton of Hot Wheels right now. I definitely can't afford to buy any more belts.
Right. It's just, it's an expensive hobby, obviously.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem, where it's just like, oh, great, here we go. Another, it's like, why? So you merged them to separate them, and then you merge this one. So yeah, you, it's like, what are you doing?
Which, I mean, that, to be fair, I think they did, if I remember right, they did that before Triple H took over. And
yeah,
so he's probably trying to just figure out how to make this work. And, you know, I think Triple H has always been a big fan of the big gold World Heavyweight Championship. So
yeah,
he wanted to do a throwback. Plus, they needed something to compete with how beautiful AEW's title is.
True.
One thing I will say, everybody was complaining about that big ass WWE logo in the middle of that thing. Like, that is a different shape than AEW's logo, but that is no bigger than the AEW logo that is in the middle of their World Championship.
No, I agree.
That AEW logo is massive in the middle of that thing. So anybody that complains about the size of the WWE's logo really needs to look at that AEW World Championship.
I didn't realize people were complaining about it. I thought it was a throwback, which I thought was cool.
It's a throwback, but it, like, I noticed like right away, I was like, that's different, but it's
different,
like,
but it's similar.
It's the same. Like, yeah. And so I like the fact that they have the Lions in there. I think that's really cool. I didn't realize that's like part of the McMahon family crest, which is
good to God. I didn't either.
Well, they made a big deal about it, like on one of the Raws or something like that. But like the three lions or whatever is part of their family crest. But I don't know. I thought it really looked cool. But then, you know, now the women are getting new titles. I think they're going to do like a women's world championship. Like, so they got the WWE Women's Championship now for SmackDown. That's the one Asuka has. So I think the one Rhea Ripley's going to have, I think they're going to do the women's world championship, and it's going to be like, look exactly like the men's, but with the white strap.
Oh, I didn't realize, because I saw a gold one show up. I didn't know who has that one.
That's Asuka. Okay. But it might be Charlotte Flair before too long, because she immediately came out and challenged her.
Okay, so Asuka was the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yep.
Rhea Ripley's the Raw Women's Champion.
Yep.
And so now they're changing all of that.
Yep.
Dude, see, it's so confusing.
Well, I think, and I feel like this makes sense, though, as ridiculous as it is. I feel like it's going to make sense, because now if either of those women switch brands, they can just take the title with them instead of having to do that dumbass, here's the title. You know what I mean?
That was stupid too. Yeah.
Right. Right. So they can just take the title wherever they go now. And then they're also going to merge the tag team championships, the women's tag team championships.
Well, yeah, because they had the NXT ones.
And yeah.
There's
no tag teams on NXT. Yeah.
There's very few women's tag teams, period.
Yeah. And so they're going to merge those. Obviously, I think Rousey and Baszler is going to keep them. But then we got I think all that's left to do is the tag team championships now. I hope they come up with a new design, because my God.
Yeah, the helmets ran its course.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I feel like titles seem like they last about 10 years before they get a redesign.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that one's lasted for about 15, 20.
Yeah, it's been since like at least 2010.
Has it been? Oh, yeah, because 02, 03, around there, that was like still like kind of reminiscent of the 90s.
Yeah, I actually like the SmackDown tag belts that they had back in like 02, 03.
Well, because those like really looked like the old school ones, but yeah, they had the blue in there, right?
Yeah, yeah, I thought those looked really good.
Yeah, I liked the Raw ones too, though.
Those weren't bad, yeah. I mean, I just, I don't know, I think...
That copper look from the tag team when they originally came out with those, I thought that it was just weird looking.
It was super ugly. And then they kind of went to silver, but the colored straps,
yeah,
still ugly.
I hate that. And so, I don't know. I would love... They don't have to go back to that old school, like, flat plate like they did when, like, Demolition and Road Warriors had them. But, like if they had, like... If they did, like, a throwback to that, I would be cool with that. Mm-hmm. I even really liked WCW's tag team championships.
Yeah.
I thought those looked really good. I'm trying to, I feel like there hasn't been like any great tag team championship titles though.
Yeah.
Like they've all kind of just been like, yeah, those aren't bad.
The ECW tag team titles belts I always thought looked cool.
What did those look like?
I don't know.
Are those the ones that look like almost like saws?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Those weren't bad.
But I always thought ECW had really cool titles because they just had.
Their world title was badass.
Yeah. They had a couple different ones, but yeah, this one has like a saw blade on it.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay.
I always just thought they had cool looking titles, but they kind of reminiscent of, you know, ECW being an extreme type of brand or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's cool to do this. I think it's smart business because he gets, you know, new replica titles, new toys. I mean.
Well, it also shows that this is a refreshing of the company too.
Yeah. And it kind of, I don't know, it just kind of plays into the whole thing. But I haven't watched anything from WWE in a very long time.
The only thing that keeps me tuning in is the Bloodline storyline. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been such a fantastic story. And now, you know, they're doing the thing with Jay again. You know, Jimmy finally split on him. But now they're doing the thing with Jay and seeing what he's going to do. And I don't know, that whole story has just been so, so good to me. But other than that, it's kind of just same old. Same old, same old. I mean, there are some good stories, but like nothing that great.
I think the cool thing about the Bloodline is if you just play it like throughout like what it's been, just as like a trailer, it'd be like, wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
Not necessarily all the matches, but just all the moments.
That's just it. Like, I feel like the actual story evolution has just been really, really good. Cause I mean, it's played out over since COVID.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, basically when Roman came back,
yeah,
from that moment on, which is what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
It's been a thing. So
talk about a long-term story. Like, damn, that's been really, really good.
Yeah. Well, and then like you think about it, some of the stables, like I remember when Evolution was a stable, I thought that was really cool
because mm-hmm.
it was like a modern day Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
You know? And I love it was like Triple H is like the guy now. He's building the future, Batista and Orton. He's got the past with Ric Flair.
Yep.
Like that's cool as shit. And like, yeah, obviously like when they knew Batista and Orton were ready to take off, they let him go, but it's like, damn, that had some legs, you know?
Yeah.
But, and they did kind of come back to it a couple of times, but it's kind of like the Shield too. It's like the Shield was awesome. And then they split up, made sense. They all became big stars, but they brought them back like four times. It's like, okay,
right.
Too much, you know, like yeah. It was like at a point where it's like, okay, I think we've seen this. Like they've gotten back together so many times. It's not special anymore.
Right. Well, and they did the same thing with DX, you know? Oh, what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they
it's the Papa rating. You
right.
Know?
Yeah. And so it's like, I get it, you know, and I don't necessarily mind like the one night reunions and things like that. Yeah, like I think actually bringing them back to be normal.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's just weird.
Yeah. But that pretty well probably wraps up this edition of Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Thank you guys for sticking with us. We know it's been a couple of weeks since we put out an episode, but we're back to make some stuff happen. Make sure to check out Blood on the Stilettos, Bane's new single.
You can
pick it up on Apple, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your tunes. I don't know. Is there any other place these days?
Yeah. So actually, when I did that show, my buddy Big Rob, he listens to everything on through Amazon Music.
Okay.
And yeah. He didn't even know that I wasn't doing rap anymore because the last thing that he had heard from me was that Long Live album. And like, I guess that Spine in the Veil didn't even show up on Amazon Music for some weird reason. So I still got to look into that. But yeah, so there's like Amazon Music. I mean, there's like Napster still a thing.
Oh, wow.
It's totally different now, obviously. But then there's also like Tidal, which is like, I don't know if it's Kanye West's deal or maybe Jay-Z's deal. I don't know. But like there's a bunch of different streaming services out there. So wherever you get it.
Yeah. So check out Blood on the Stilettos.
Yes.
It's an awesome song. Anything else, man?
That is it.
Thank you guys for checking out Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. I'm Brian Breaker.
I'm Bane.
We'll see you guys in 7 days.
Peace. Easy.
Yeah. One more time. It ain't over till I say it's over. So lock the cage up, cause this is a takeover. The wait's over. If this the final time we meet, then you'll be on your back on my feet. Then I'll tip the cage over as a hangover. I'm super fly, so I can splash off the top, and I can shut down the shop. Like Randy Savage, I'm the cream of the crop, and I'm always gonna rise to the top. People's champ like The Rock. I do not give a fox, or let that shit drop. Man, I'm so over.
Dope pistols.
What'd you think?
It's good. It was really good. Pretty good.
That son of a bitch, Eric Barker.
You son of a bitch.
Can't dig it. Sicko.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Perfect.
Put it on the internet.